Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Faith for Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged in that process. And that process is an Abraham process. We all have a different process. We all go through different things. We all face different things. But the Word of God lets us know in the book of Galatians 3 that if we have the faith of in Christ, then we are the children or the heirs of Abraham. If we believe like Abraham, then we are the heirs to every promise. So that means that there's a process that we go through. Abraham and Sarah went through a process to be able to walk in and handle what God was going to release in their life. It was not just about having a baby. It was about them now being forerunners of allowing a righteous generation to know and understand God and to walk in those precepts, and that every generation and every family would now rehearse that righteous word that God had given, that righteous promise, that they would know who they were and who their God was and what God had said he was going to do in their life and be to them. So this was rehearsed. So they were going through a process to before they ever had Isaac, to make sure that they understood what God was saying about the generations that would come from them. You're going through a process. God takes your everyday life and he stretches you and he makes you. He allows situations to occur in your life so that you can grab the word of faith. And as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you know him as more than just Savior, as you know him as a doctor, as a healer, as a lawyer, as a comforter, as a friend, as a sovereign God, as a God who provides, as Jireh, as you know him as all of these things and so much more, peace, joy, the contentment of heart. As you know him as so much more, you see the manifestation and the demonstration of his life, his word, and his truth being evident in your everyday life. And you see the victory over and over and over again as you trust God and trust his word and obey him. So this process that I'm encouraging you in today is just one that is an ongoing one. We will always be in a process as long as just cracks the sky. But the process is growing us and taking us from height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, faith to faith. And as we do each level, each dominion, we gain something. We grow. We become more and more like God. That means every fruit and character of the Spirit is being developed. As we are taught that word and we get that knowledge and that understanding, we apply what we have been taught, which bears fruit, and we bear more and more fruit that looks like Jesus. We've been in the book of Proverbs, and I'm going back to that book again, grabbing that wisdom. That wisdom God downloaded into Solomon, and he gave it to us so that we can read, because the Bible says that in Proverbs 1, it lets us understand that the reason why this was written so that we would be skilled, so we know how to act in every situation. And as we all know, there have been situations that we didn't have the wisdom to act, to handle things, to solve problems, to relate to people, to communicate the right way. So this book gives us the wisdom on how to gain that wisdom that is necessary so that we can be wise in all matters. And that requires discipline. That requires us getting in that word and applying that word and saying, God, help me. But we can do it for the whole Bible. That whole Bible that we read from Genesis to Revelation is life to us. It's food for us. It's hope for us, encouragement, it's understanding, it's instructions. It's how we know our God and know his word and his will, his plan for us. So it is very good when we get in that word and we apply what we are learning, what we're being taught on Sundays and in Bible studies and in empowerments like this. When we apply that word, we become more and more like Jesus. So we're going back topics and the book of Proverbs, and one was the topic we started on was an abomination, and we started talking about what an abomination was and why God wanted us to live out the Proverbs and his word, because the Proverbs are parables of grace. They help give us the wisdom and the grace that we need so that we can walk through certain situations and not fail and not fall. And God wants us to understand and show us his grace, because he's given us through these parables when we allow him as we allow them to be applied to our life, he's causing a supernatural maturity to happen to us. Through his supernatural power, he's causing a supernatural maturity to happen. In other words, he's opened up the eyes of and he's causing a maturity to happen, because anytime you hear the word of God, you're now responsible for living that word. You will never be able to say, I didn't know, I didn't understand, I was in ignorance. Once you hear the word of God, once you hear the truth, once you hear that, you are now accountable to that truth. You're now accountable of what you do with that truth and how you live that truth and how you live out that truth, how you obey the truth of God. You're accountable. So this is to show us how to live and how to do it the right way, and we want to do it the right way, and it causes us to have a supernatural maturity that is developed in us, because it's done through the word comes up alive in us when we face situations. That word comes active in us, and we remember what the word says. Now, what we do with that knowledge is the turning point of maturity, because once we have that knowledge and when we get that knowledge and we understand that knowledge, when the situation occurs in our life that we need that knowledge and the Holy Spirit brings it back up to us, it's now time for us to apply it. If we do not apply that word, then we're saying our way is better. What we think is better, how we're doing it is better instead of God's. And he's saying, I'm giving you a parable of grace here. I'm letting you understand, even though these situations arise, I've given you a way of escape. I've given you that through my word. So we're going back to this and getting into it. And we're looking here at Proverbs 17 and 15. I briefly touched on this yesterday. And it says, he that justifies the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. And this is telling us and letting us understand that God doesn't like unbalanced scales. He doesn't like for us to deal with people unfairly. Take the innocent and call them guilty, and then allow those who are guilty to be whitewashed and look like they've never done anything. And we take the innocent and throw mud in their face and say that they're condemned when they're not. God does not like that. That's an abomination to him. So we need to make sure that everything we do looks righteous. And I said this yesterday to the Lord, what we do on the job, how we treat people in society, in our culture, that we make the righteousness of God, the love of God, the grace of God evident, real, effective, evident. That it is not an act or it's just words without proof or life, but they are the power of God in active evidence so that someone else can see it and know that this is real. So we have to do that. We have to make sure we do that. And all of us have to do it so that the Lord of hope of glory can be seen through us. Proverbs 20 verses 10 through 11 says, divers wait, divers measures, both of them are like an abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure or whether it be right. So the Lord is letting us understand that the deeds of people, the motives, the actions of people, the character of people, everything that they do matters to God. It matters how you live, what you do. And he's letting us understand, even a child, when he's small, you know that child. You know the character of that child. You see the things that are being formed in that child. And that's letting us understand even the more that God knows us. He knows us very well. The Bible lets us understand that he knows the very hairs on our head. He knows how many they are. He knows the count of the stars. He knows when one of them falls. He knows everything that is going on within the world. All of it, deep, all the deeds, wicked or good, he knows what's going on. And he knows how to act, when to act, and he knows the motives of all things. So because he's God like that, he's saying, because your mind, your actions, your deeds, your thoughts, your motives have to align with me. And you have to get disciplined enough that you were the spiritual you that you're now walking in, that you don't allow the past ways of thinking and doing things and behaviors and conducts and motives to be what you're led by now, that you're now leading a life that says, God, I'm doing it for your glory. And so the measure of how you treat people, the measure of what you do on that job, how you handle situations, that you don't treat someone else better than the other, that you don't treat situations that deal with certain issues in a way that favors something that is not in the righteousness of God. We have to make sure that our life really does look like what God says. Okay? Make sure of that. We have to make sure that we really are examining ourselves, especially in corporate, especially in the business world, especially on our jobs and our careers. There are so many people from different cultures and different beliefs and different backgrounds that we encounter on our jobs and our careers, at school, at college, in our community. And the Lord is saying, there's so many voices that's going on. There's so much activity. There's so much that the culture is saying, so much that this is saying, that is saying, but you've got to shut. But I can control what I do. I can control how I act, my motives, what I think, how I treat people. I can control that because I am disciplined in the word of God. I'm disciplined in what he wants, what he said is right. And I'm the way that what was hard is going to become easy. And I'm going to make that a habit of my life to practice to love, to practice to the mercy of God. And when there's injustice, I'm going to be able to say, that's not right. I can't agree with that. I can't go along with that. That is against what I believe. That is against what the Bible says. And I have to do what the word of God says. There is a way that we can handle all these situations and do what needs to be done and do it godly, because God is looking at our motives and our heart. He's looking at how we respond and what we do in all matters. Proverbs 28:9 says, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. And this is really, really letting us understand that if you turn away from the word of God, the truth of God, saying, if you don't want to obey what his word is saying, when you pray, it's an abomination because you didn't want to heed what God said. You didn't want to believe what God said. You didn't want to align yourself to what God said. You didn't even want to act or respond to the word of the life of God that says, I identify with God. And the word lets us understand, he deny you. Jesus says, if you deny me, I'm going to deny you from before my Father. And how we deny him is how we live our lives, how we conduct our lives. If we say that we are believers and we go to church and what we say is our everyday life, what we say is not the proof of what we're getting, that we're saying, I don't want to live by the standard of the word. I don't want to live by the standard of his will. I don't want to live by the standards of what they say. And you have to understand something, even though you're in the world, you're not of the world, and we're not supposed to fret about wickedness. We're not supposed to desire it. We're not supposed to want it. We're not supposed to pattern our lives after it. Our lives are supposed to be patterned after the word of God and what God says. And I know that it's when you're in a world that speaks so loudly, you have to shut that out and say, God, tell me what you're saying. Tell me what you will. Tell me what you want. And let me follow it. Holy Spirit, give me the strength and the courage to stand boldly and walk in what you say, even though I'm being pulled in many different directions. And when you do that, God will honor you. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thacks, and I pray that you have been blessed by this 15-minute empowerment and that it's helping you in your walk of faith and your process, and that even now you're making decisions to say, God, help me align to God bless you. Have a wonderful worship experience. We'll be back next week for another 15-minute empowerment, and I pray that you will be there. God bless you.